Episode 555, How the Mind Deceives the Change.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. It is a Mindful Monday. Welcome to a glorious week, a week where you can begin to jumpstart exactly what you want to do, not allowing your schedule to determine exactly the path. And today we're chatting about how the mind deceives the change. Oh, it's a good one. It's a deep one. One that's going to make you think a little bit. But before we go any further, we need to stop for a moment. We need to give a shout out first to Valerie. Welcome to the Women of Impact. So excited to see you there. Glad that you have joined us. You can join too. It's a private Facebook group. Come on over to facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Would love to see you there. Also, we do need to pause for a moment. We need to extend our prayers and our love to Turkey and also to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This world is hurting. And as much as this is Mindful Monday, I think it's important for us to know what really is important. Our relationships with each other. We want what's best for each other. And in having a conversation with my sons, my two youngest, we were just driving somewhere and I told them, I said, you know what, guys? This world has a lot of good people in it. But it's unfortunate that we hear more about the bad now, because with social media, 24/7 news, everything, all we do is filter in the negative, negative. It makes the news, and it sometimes actually creates that there's more chaos than what there is. But know that we have a country here hurting, Turkey. We need to be praying for our friends and our women in Turkey. It's very important. Lift them up this week. Also for the officers who have lost their lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we need to be praying for them. We can make a difference. Even though we may not have a direct connection, we can make a difference. So I needed to pause for that, because here at Create Your Now, we believe that we are a family around the world. You matter. No matter where you are, you matter. And it's time for us to step up together and begin to send our prayers, because God hears every one of them. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more about what we offer here. Also, you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, which is the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions that you can use to help better your life, giving yourself encouragement and empowerment to get through just kind of what life dishes out. Because guess what? Sometimes what's served on our daily dinner table isn't always what we want in our life. So that Kisses newsletter is something that will benefit you. And it also gives you the inside scoop as to what's happening. You want to be in on that inside scoop. Lots of neat, exciting things coming around the corner. So with all of that being said, we have to breathe again. It's Mindful Monday. I know my heart sometimes races when I talk to you all, and I like to talk very fast anyway. But with Mindful Monday, we need to slow down for a moment. How the mind deceives the change. Change distorts our emotional being, causing us to second guess every move we make. How the mind deceives the change. We've been working on change lately. We've been talking about everything that kind of falls under the happy habit, creating the new you, the best selfie. Your best selfie, the stories you're telling yourself. We have to reflect on that. We need to understand what we're telling ourselves. Are we just kind of going back over the past? Are we looking towards the future and beginning to change those stories so we can impact the direction that we want to go? Why do you want to change? What's holding you? And is the gain worth the change? That's what we talked about last week. With change, there is a cost. There's a cost with our emotions, an emotional cost. There's a financial cost. There's a cost to our time, our scheduling, our relationships, our freedom. Freedom of what? Maybe you can't eat certain foods now because you are on a health kick and, well, deep fried fat foods doesn't work right. You got to take out the deep fried. You can maybe eat some fatty foods, but it's got to be the right fatty foods. There's a psychological cost. There's a mental cost to it. There's a cost to change. You are on the brink of making the final decision to pursue this change you want to make. You think you're there, but there are still questions that are lingering. You've had the opportunity to break down the gain from change. We talked about that in just last Monday's episode, episode 548. Is the gain worth the change? We talked about the benefits. What is the good stuff now? We talked about the sacrifices. What are you giving up to accomplish the change? We talked about the legacies. What is this giving you in the future? You need to look at all of that. Well, we're going to assume right now you've done that. If you haven't, you need to make sure you go back and listen to that episode. Think about the change, and are you ready to make that change because of the gain? We're assuming the answer is yes. So now that you're ready to fully commit, the war begins. This war is the mindset war. It's where you begin to move into self-doubt, emotional distress, confusion, overwhelm. But wait, then it hits you. The highs. You can't stop smiling. You are so happy, so much that you're giddy. All the questions just disappear. All the doubt is no longer. You are all in, ready for the change. The mindset war plays highs and lows against each other, causing massive internal struggle. You don't know if you're coming or going. You are at war with yourself. Whoa. You are at war with yourself. What does that feel like when you're at war with yourself? Think back to a change that you wanted to make. What did you feel like when you were like, okay, I'm here, I'm committing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yes, I do know. It's going to be awesome. Oh, but then, wait, I'm just not sure. When you are at war with yourself, you lash out at your family and your friends. You're irritable and happy all at the same time. The mindset war has to stop. You've got to understand that this mindset war is something that comes and goes. These highs and lows happen with change, and it happens throughout your entire journey of that change till it becomes the happy habit. Till you become the best selfie that you're looking for, your best selfie. It likes to interject itself. And it's the war that only plays within your head. It's like it has its own special war book. And you're like, why can't I escape this war room? I lose sleep over it, but then yet I gain energy from it. How can it be happening that I can hit such highs and then be at such lows within minutes of each other? I don't know if I'm coming or if I'm going anymore. And then when I'm in those highs and lows, who gets the benefits? The family and the friends. Who gets the irritation? The family and the friends. And you're like, and it's not even that time of the month. You have nothing to blame it on. The mindset war is crucial to understanding how to break it. And how to really understand what you need to do to get through it. Because it's going to come up. And it comes up often. So how the mind deceives the change and how you escape that mindset war, it's ultimately the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Breakthrough with your perspective shift. It's about perspective. Perspective is everything. It's golden to you. In fact, we may need to even up it to platinum. It's so important. I know when I'm fighting the mindset war, which I can tell you right now, I have done as recent as today. I've been up high on that mountaintop, seeing everything in its beauty and splendor. And within minutes of each other, I'm back on that mountaintop, seeing nothing but destruction, ready to jump. Now that mountaintop is all in my head, by the way. I'm not literally on a mountaintop ready to jump, okay? I'm okay. But you get what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've been there struggling with your children going, why can I not get through to my son? He just isn't getting it. And all I want to do is love him and show him what's right. And then all of a sudden he gets it and you're like, why did it take you so long? And then you're all happy. The mindset war is something that happens to us all the time. But we don't know what to talk about it or how to deal with it because it's all in our mind. If only we could take it out and see how the neurons are firing and how to feed it, how to stop it. And you can with a kiss, break through with your perspective shift. It's all about perspective. It's platinum. This is how you do it. It's all about the falls. Number one, fall on your knees. It's your conversations with God. That's where it all starts. There's a reason why you have this passion, this purpose within you, and how you want to pursue it through the presence of you. And we try to extinguish it sometimes, and it happens in the mindset war, and then it comes up again. And you're like, oh, but I've got to reignite it. And there it is. And then you get to a certain point, maybe you've gotten a little bit farther, and then the mindset war comes right again. You're like, oh, dagnabbit. Why does it do this? 4 years later, you're like, why hasn't it just gone away? Because you see, when God's involved and he has put that passion within you, it doesn't disappear. So you have to fall on your knees. It's time to have a conversation with God. He's going to know and tell you that he's opening a door or closing that door. He can remove those feelings of self-doubt and replace it with feelings of confidence. And say, sweetheart, you are on the right track. You are my woman of impact. I'm here to take care of you. Trust in me and walk by faith. Number one, fall on your knees. Your falls continue with number two, fall to your why. We talked about this. Go back to your why. What's holding you? That's so important. You can have a passion, but if you don't know what's holding you, guess what? Life, that roller coaster that you ride, it's going to have you, and you're not going to make it through. You won't see your purpose through because you're going to give up. You're going to go back to your old habits because that self-doubt is so much easier to say, I'm giving up. I'm okay with it. It's easier to lose than it is to win. Let me say that again. It's worth repeating. It's easier to lose than it is to win. So your falls have to come with number two, fall to your why. And number three, your falls must include fall forward. Take the next step. A fall doesn't have to go to failure. A fall can push you forward, and it's just that next step. I can tell you when I was on that mountaintop recently, and I was sitting there, and I told my husband, I said, sweetheart, you don't understand. I feel like I can be on a mountaintop, and I want to jump. He says, whoa, then you need to pull back. And when he said that, does that mean I'm admitting defeat? Defeat is not in my vocabulary. I fall forward. If I'm going to fall forward, that means I make an actual crucial, critical decision that I am not going to move forward. There's a difference than falling back and admitting defeat. The mindset war won. So you have to have that perspective shift. It was important for me to get it out. It was also important for me to work with my coaches and go to them, because sometimes we can't handle the war ourselves. But when we actually physically verbalize it and put it out there, we begin to understand what we're doing. My children will walk in sometimes into my office and they're like, Mom, are you talking to yourself? Are you recording? They kind of give me that look. And I'll tell them, no, I'm not recording. Come on in. Okay, but you're talking. I know I'm talking to myself. Some of us think that we're crazy when we talk to ourselves, but you know what? We're not. God made us as beings who need to verbalize their feelings, their emotions, their thoughts, their actions. We need to feel comfortable with that. But some of us feel like we're talking literally to a blank wall. And there's no one to respond. There's no one to help us. That's where a coach comes in. That's why I have coaches, multiple coaches, specific ones. Maybe you understand what it's like to be on that mountaintop. And your perspective is, yes, I can see the glory, the splendor of it all. It's gorgeous. Yet the valley is so tempting. And it's so easy to go back there because I know what's there. I feel comfortable there. But the temptation of the awesome, indescribable feeling of being on the mountaintop and winning, that's true passion. God gifted. That's what I want to feel like. Sometimes you have to go through those valleys to get to the mountaintop and to continue there. But in order to stay there and to pursue it and to keep the perspective where it needs to be, you need a coach. Maybe you've been on the mountaintop way too often. You've fallen back to the valleys more than you want to even acknowledge. Maybe your time is now. You're tired of trying to talk to the blank wall. I was done and I needed a perspective shift. I needed to break through. I needed someone else to see it differently. Then let's do a strategy session together. It takes you. I'm here. You know I don't bite. This is your life. This is your passion. This is your purpose. This is your presence. What are you waiting for? It's time to take a jump and fall forward and understand that you are done with the mindset war. You're ready. Let's do it together. Let's come up with those three strategies you can do. And it's free. I'm outreaching my hand to you. Take my hand. There's no reason to sit here and let the mind deceive the change. There's no reason to let the mindset war win your battles. You're ready to take that next step. You're ready to fall forward. You want to take those falls and you want to have kind of a safety net. Guess what? I'm your safety net. So click on the link, Breakthrough, and let's do this together. Breakthrough with your perspective shift. Let's do it together. Let's take those falls. Fall on your knees. Fall to your why. Fall forward. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.